This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susan Gage.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Joe.
If you cross her, she will set you straight.
Susan Gage.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Susie Joe. It's time for Susie Joe.
Okay, I want to get to back to what I was discussing at the end. Are people in this country willing to send 10, 20, 50, who knows how many individuals who really shouldn't have been sent out of the country, if that means tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of individuals out of the country who should not be here? Because I think that is permeating society right now. But here she is, Susie Jones, who once again is showing her lack of commitment to this show. Because we just get back in the rhythm, we just get back in the flow, and boom, another vacation.
Another vacation. Steve Simpson said to me, didn't you just get back?
That is correct. Steve Simpson is correct, and you're leaving...
tomorrow morning.
Again.
Yes. This is going to be special.
Yeah.
I know that... I've been to Florida, I've been to Arizona, I've been to Colorado.
Those apparently were not special.
We're aware.
Yeah.
They were special enough.
Yeah.
But I'm actually excited. I am. Right now.
Where
I'm
are we
done
going?
Anchoring.
Duluth? Minot?
We're going to Belize.
Oh!
It's a country, Honduras, Ecuador, it's right next to Mexico, and Josephine.
Are you bringing back some illegal immigrants back to the country?
Yes, I think I am. I'm going to give them my seat and say, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I have an empty room in my basement. You can stay with me.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was Josie's birthday. She was going to be 30 years old on April 21st. I said, what do you want to do for your birthday? She said, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
I said, I love it. So we picked this place, and she's kind of done everything. We're staying at...
She's traveled a lot of places.
More than I.
Yeah.
Ramon's Village.
Oh.
On San Pedro Island in Belize.
Do we know who Ramon is?
I read about him. He's been there 100 years. I think he might have died, but he started the joint.
If he's been there 100 years and he's alive, bravo.
Bravo and Ramon.
Yeah.
Ramon.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're going 6 days. I'm back on Wednesday, and I took Thursday off because I didn't want to come in after my vacation.
And then you don't work Friday.
I don't work Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
So I'll see you Monday the 28th, I think.
If the world still exists at that point, you know.
We're going to go snorkeling.
Yeah.
We're going to get a massage on the beach. They have an outdoor spa. You know
how nice.
Yeah. We're going to go see some Mayan ruins.
How did you end up selecting Belize?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We both talked about it. I have people that have gone. You know, David Josephson in Adam's show, he's been to Ramon's Village. He stayed where I stayed. I'm going to stay.
Well, the way David talks about how he likes to stay, I would assume you have a tent on the beach, right?
Yeah, but this is...
Josephson likes... Harrigan, you know, he likes to rough it. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And brag about roughing it.
Mm, yeah. He's very proud. Very proud rougher.
Yeah. This is not roughing
Much
it.
Better than me.
I'm
You're not a rougher.
No, gosh, no.
No.
I tried once and I cried. I had to go get a hotel.
Yeah.
But anyway, this place, we are not staying on the water.
But close.
Behind the water is the little area called Steve and Betty's Cabins.
Everybody gets a name here. Ramon, Steve and Betty. Betty.
Yeah. But the cabins are these cute little sort of brightly colored, you know, Caribbean looking. I'm just excited. I'm excited. It's right on the water.
Excited.
I know. I'm going to eat a lot of fish.
Yeah.
I love fish.
Yeah.
You know,
which
like
fish are you most looking forward to consuming?
Well, I don't know. You know, in Florida, I like the grouper and the snapper and right. mahi.
Snapper, eh.
Eh. Can be a touch and go. But
yes.
Grouper I could eat every day.
Yeah, I'm with you too.
Yeah.
Tell me the three things you'll miss here at the station and the three things you won't miss.
I don't think I can come up with three things I'm going to miss.
Yeah, wow.
I really don't. I hate you, maybe.
Yeah.
Steve Simpson, maybe. Laura. I don't know. Dave. Oh, was that right in the heart? Dave,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sure, it took you a while to get to the guy you were staring at.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Point being, I'm ready to get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a week.
And this
you've been working hard since you left me.
No, but this.
Remember, she's looking forward to this one.
Right now in my life.
She hated Arizona, Colorado, and Florida.
Terrible.
Right now, and I'm not going to get into it because I would have to sit down and
it'd
be a therapy session.
Get into it.
No, I have some heavy things happening in my family.
Well, I know
some
that. Of that. Yeah.
And so for me to check out feels good.
I don't think you're going to check out.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to turn my phone off and not be involved.
Okay.
I think everybody can live without me.
I think that's a really good idea because I know you're going through some stuff.
Yeah.
And you're
and
trying
I'm also
to
the
solve
go-to,
all of it.
Yes, I am.
And you can't be that person.
No. And people call me to solve problems.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm like, I'm out.
And by the way, some of them are fully capable of solving those problems.
Correct.
And or reaching out to others to help to be the solve. The co-solvers.
Yes.
And it doesn't always have to be Susie.
But man, I'm an easy mark because I usually always say yes.
Yeah.
Somebody called, one of the people in my life called yesterday or texted, they're a little short on dough. Could I get them $150?
Yeah. So in other words, here at CCO, listening, if you need money.
I'm the bank.
Just call CCO. She's got some cash for you.
Always.
I hope you have an amazing time.
Oh, and I will. Yes, thank you.
And this show is so much better. When you're a part of it.
Oh, you're sweet.
I mean that.
I know you, and I love it, too. And I think we have a lot of fun in here. And
we do
love Dave Harrigan, too.
Not really.
We can tell when you're not being serious.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. I don't need to be loved by everyone.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just most.
I can tell I hurt his feelings.
You could fake it once in a while.
All right, I'll put you before Laura.
You see that at night a lot, Dave.
You knew that was right there.
You're familiar with that.
Bada bing, bada bing.
Thank you, Susie.
Love you, dear.
Are you one of those who says, you know what? If we send some individuals out of the country, but really in total we're getting 5, 10, 15, 20, 30,000 people out, so what? Or do you think about that and you think, you got to be kidding me. We should be able to do both. And if an error takes place, let's correct it. Where do you stand? A lot of texts coming in. 651-461-9226. Jason DeRusha is at the bottom of the hour.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight. You're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.